Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, I'm asking you if you would please, especially for the first-time listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Theo Adams Sr. He is the founder of Love is Loyalty Foundation Ministry, located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He is my special guest on tonight, and he's going to be sharing a testimony very shortly, and then he's going to deliver God's word on tonight. So as I always ask the listeners, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. Again, we don't want you to take it lightly or to have you think that we make up these things, that you can read it along for yourself. The word of God tells us, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So as we get ready to go into the word on tonight, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not like man. You change not. You cannot fail, lie, nor change. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have all power in your hands at all times. You sit high and you look low. And you're an awesome God in all your ways. So that's why we give you praise. You're worthy of our praise on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy towards each one of us on tonight in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you would, starting with myself, forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions and my entire family, and also my special guest on tonight in the presence of Theo Adams Sr. Forgive him and his family of their sins and transgressions, and every doer of your word all over the land that are tuned in to this worldwide ministry on tonight. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, on tonight that you would use your man of God to speak a word into the lives of those that may be tuned in who are not saved in Jesus' name, who do not have a personal relationship with your son. It's our hope, our desire, and prayer that something will be said over this worldwide platform on tonight that will prick their hearts to the point they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, they will walk in and live and fulfill their God purposes in the earth. Is our prayer for each one of them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that have breathed on tonight. We are lifting up all those, and especially for those that have all been affected by the driver that killed over 10 people and seriously injured 13 on this Monday over in Toronto, Canada. We want to lift up all those families that have been affected, those that have lost loved ones. Not only those families, but all those, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, and comfort and strengthen their hearts, minds, and spirits. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, and especially those, Heavenly Father, that are dealing with mental issues and mental challenges. We lift them up to you. You know where they are, and you know how to reach them. So we ask that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver your people that are sick and afflicted all over the land, that you will be glorified through our testimonies that you are the healer. And we know that you are because we are living witnesses. We are living proof that you are our healer. So we're standing on your word tonight. And, oh, God, we just ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase on us, in us, and through us on tonight. Through the person of Theo Adams Sr., use him for your glory, Heavenly Father. Through his testimony and through the sharing of your word on tonight, that you will be glorified, the enemy will be more horrified, and your body, the body of Christ, corporately and individually, will be blessed by your word on tonight. So we just give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, because you're worthy to be praised. Is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And all those that are touching and agreeing with their prayer say amen. Well, again, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God's word is designed to transform every area of your life. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God's word is designed to transform every area of your life. I am asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I have one announcement that I would like to make for the new listeners on tonight. I think we have a lot of new listeners, and I thank God for each one of you. And I thank God for this worldwide platform, and I don't take it lightly. Neither do I take the listeners lightly or for granted, because you could be doing other things, but God places in your heart to tune in and be blessed by this ministry. So I'm introducing Pastor Jose Dorsey. He has a radio show up under my direction. He comes on every first and every third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. But up under my show's website, again, Pastor Jose Dorsey. His show title is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Again, he comes forth every first and third Thursday over the same network at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. You want to tune in and be blessed by the word through this man of God. And also, upcoming very soon will be my bishop's honor bearer. My bishop is Bishop James E. Jennings, the pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church here in Detroit. His armor bearer, Minister Rambis, he comes forth every first Thursday and every other third Saturday, bringing forth the word of God. So he will be hosting this on our internet radio show up under my direction as well very soon. So as soon as we get the date and the title of his show, I will be announcing that to you all as well, so you can tune in and be blessed by this another awesome man of God. So those are my announcements on tonight. I pray that you are, again, have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. I am excited to hear what the man of God is going to say to us on tonight through his testimony as well as through the word of God. So Again, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word. And before we have him share his testimony, we're going to go directly into our music break. And then following the music break, I'm going to come back and ask Brother Theo Adams Sr. if he would share with us his testimony. And then we're going to have him go directly into the word. So right now, we want you all to be blessed by this musical selection. It's titled Higher Ground. And that's what we need to know, that we are in Christ Jesus. And we should be standing on higher ground. That should be our goal, our aim, is to be on higher ground in the Lord. Be blessed.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying my feet on high, yeah. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory.
Praise the Lord of tonight. That should be your prayer, your aim, your goal is for higher ground in the Lord. So right now, before I bring Theo Adams on to bring forth and share with us his testimony and then the word, I have a message from the Lord for you, the listeners that may be tuning in for the first time on tonight. Please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible, and it's coming from the book of Amos. This is a God promise, a God decree. Book of Amos, chapter 9. Verse 13, and it says to us, I read it to myself and I get it in my spirit. And so that's why I'm going to share it with the listeners. So if you have this, your Bible may be different from the Message Bible. It may read different. But from the Message Bible, this God decrees promises to us, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. So that is a God decree. That's a God promise to those, to the faithful doers of his word. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will continue to be doers of God's word, and that's what we are to be. We are to be doers of God's word and not just hearers only. We are to be doers of God's word. So that's why I wanted to share that with the listeners on tonight, so you can be blessed by it, being a doer of God's word. So right now, I am so excited to bring forth Theo Adams again. He is the founder of Love is Loyalty Foundation Ministry, located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He's going to first share with the worldwide listeners. He's going to share with us a testimony, and then he's going to go directly into the word. Brother Theo Adams Sr., I now open yield the mic to you to share your testimony first and then go directly into the word.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much, my dear brother James. I'm so honored and privileged to be a part of your ministry and to be sharing on your internet radio show. I just thank God for his goodness, his kindness, and his faithfulness. Yes, I will share a brief testimony here. And just recently, I would say recently, June 15th of last year, we received a call, my wife and I, that our 16-year-old son was killed in a car accident. He, along with another friend of his and three others, were injured. And I tell you, Brother James, this is literally the first time that I'm speaking out live as it relates to, the ministry altogether, you know, going back live. I've been spending a little time just to kind of get refreshed, if you will, and reinvigorated. But, you know, how many of you know that the scripture says that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness? God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And oftentimes, you know, we want to experience the perfect strength of God, but we don't want to have to go through any trials and tribulations. I mean, Jesus says, you know, in this life that you will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so that is my testimony, that through it all, the adversities and the hardship, that God still kept us, and we thank him for his keeping power. Glory to God. Tonight, my dear brothers and sisters, again, Brother James Brown Jr., I'm so honored to be on tonight, and I do just have a brief word that I would like to share with our listeners on tonight. And before I do so, I would just like to go before the throne of God in prayer. Father God in heaven, in the matchless name of Jesus, we do bless you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor, O God. To you be blessings and glory, power, might, and dominion, now and forevermore, O God. And even right now, Father God, I yield myself to you as the pen of a ready writer to speak forth the oracles of God accurately and precisely as I ought, not with the enticing words of my own wisdom, O God, but in demonstration and in power of your Holy Spirit. Father, I declare and decree that the hearts of the listeners are open, receptive, Father, ready to receive a word in due season. We thank you, Father God, that your word would transform the lives of the hearers, that, yes, sir, we would not only be hearers of your word, but we will ultimately go out and do what your word is advising us to do. Father, as always, we covenant with you to be so mindful to always give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Come on, let all who are in agreement with that prayer say, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us, and I do want to qualify this, I'm going to go over a lot of scripture. My foundation of scripture can be found in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 42 through 47. However, I will be going over a lot of scripture, so if you do have your pens and notepads ready, if you can just take notes and then go back and reflect on these scriptures, that would be awesome. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, to fight the good fight of faith. And I looked up the word fight so that I would have a clear understanding of what the scripture was saying when it meant, when it said to fight. So according to the Webster Dictionary, the word fight means to use weapons or physical force to hurt someone. It means to defeat an enemy, It means to struggle in battle or physical combat, to argue in an angry way. Now, that sounds like we are in a war or combat. Somebody say, and I want you to say, yes, we are at war. Yes, we are at war, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, according to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Now, you're probably thinking right now, okay, Brother Theo, so our weapons are not physical weapons. Our weapons are not carnal. However, there is an enemy that we need to defeat in this war. Then what are our weapons and who is our enemy? Glory to God. I'm glad you asked that question. I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. So the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read verses 10 through 17. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 10 through 17. It's verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Somebody say the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Glory to God. Verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Glory to God. Now, for the sake of this sermon today, we want to focus on the weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, I know I go to quite a few churches, and I know, you know, church folks, we like titles. So the title of this message today is T-WOW. And I bet some of you thinking right now, T-WOW, like Theo, wow, really? The title of your message is T-WOW? But yes, the title of my message is T-WOW. And it stands for the War of Words. Glory to God, the War of Words. Now, turn with me, if you will, please, to my foundational scripture, and it can be found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. Glory to God. 1 Samuel, chapter 17. Thank you for it, Father. We're talking about the War of Words. 1 Samuel, chapter 17. We're going to begin at verse number 42. Now, a lot of you guys are familiar with this story in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 42, because we even heard while we were kids, you know, how David slew Goliath. You know, David had that slingshot. Glory to God. He shot that slingshot. He hit Goliath in the head, you know, knocked him out. He stood on top of Goliath, took his sword from him, and cut his head off. A lot of us are familiar with that story, David and Goliath. But what I want to submit unto you today, that even before the physical battle began, that there was a war of words that was exchanged amongst them two before the physical battle began. Glory to God. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 42 says, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine, watch this, said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Now watch this, verse 45. Then said David, come on somebody, I said, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Glory to God. David said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Glory to God. See, one thing I like about with David, you know, him and Goliath, they was going forth. You know, Goliath was talking crazy to David. You know, you're just a youth, David. You know, you're ruddy. You know, you're tripping. How you going to try to come to me and I'm a giant? But what I like about what David, see, David didn't come back to Goliath in his own might. David didn't come back to Goliath in his own power. David didn't even come back to Goliath with his own words. He came to Goliath in the name of the Lord of hosts. See, David understood something about battle, but David also understood that although Goliath had that sword, praise God, he understood what the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12 is talking about. See, David understood that the word of God is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on, somebody. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. For the word of God, it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Glory to God. So what happened? We all know what happened. Come on, David knocked Goliath down. He took Goliath's sword and stood on top of Goliath and cut his head off. Glory to God. David understood that the word of God is more powerful than any physical weapon. Glory to God. So when the enemy is coming at you on every side, he's coming at you with poverty, he's coming at you with sickness, and ultimately trying to take you out, my dear brothers and sisters, but you must come back to the enemy with the word of God, because the word of God is what will keep you. The word of God is powerful. We know that, but there's also power in your tongue. Come on, somebody. I said the word of God is powerful, but there is also power in your tongue. Glory to God. According to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Glory to God. So what am I saying to you today? What I'm saying to you is that your tongue, coupled with the word of God, glory to God, it is a force to be reckoned with. My brothers and sisters, when you start putting the word of God in your mouth, you will back the enemy up into a corner. Glory to God. You'll make the heart of the mighty tremble. I'm reminded of a situation, of a story in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 38, verse 4, that when the prophet Jeremiah, he was warning King Zedekiah of what is to become him and the people of the city if he didn't hearken unto the word of God. So Jeremiah told the king, you know, pretty much the word of the Lord, glory to God, and the princes sought to kill Jeremiah because of him speaking the word of God. The scripture says he made the heart of the men of war afraid. Glory to God. This is what he said. Jeremiah 38 and 4 says, therefore the princes said unto the king, we beseech thee, let this man be put to death, for thus he weakeneth the hands of the men of war that remain in this city and the hands of all the people. Watch this. In speaking such words unto them, for this man seeketh not the welfare of his people, but the hurt. Glory to God. The scripture says that God hath angels of God who are on assignment. They're ready to do his commandments. Glory to God. And they're not weak angels. The scripture says these angels excel in strength. Come on. Ready to do his commandments. And guess what they're doing, my dear brothers and sisters? They are hearkening unto the voice of his word. Glory to God. Let me say that again. God hath angels who excel in strength, ready to do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. It's one thing, you know, if the scripture says that they're hearkening unto the voice of God, which they do, but I think the scripture wanted to point out to us that they hearken unto the voice of his word, because as you give voice, glory to God, to the word of the Lord, you have angels who are on assignment that is hearkening unto the voice of the word of the Lord and what God said about you, my dear brothers and sisters. So I declare unto you, as you put the word of God in your mouth, there are angels who are on assignment to bring those things that you say to pass. So my question to you is, what are you saying? What are you saying? Who are you listening to? Let me say that again. What are you saying? and who are you listening to? Because there is a war of words taking place, and you must keep God over your words. Glory to God. What are you saying? Who are you listening to? Let's turn real quick to the book of Psalms, the first division, or Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1, and we're just going to read quickly here verses 1 through 3. I hope you bought your page-turning fingers, as my pastor used to say. I hope you bought your page-turning fingers with you, because we're going to look at the scriptures and what the word of the Lord has to say about this. Glory to God. Who are you listening to? So Psalms 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night." And watch this. This is the result. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Glory to God. If you don't have a neighbor in your house, just turn to yourself and say, "Neighbor, who are you listening to? What are you saying?" Glory to God. Come on, neighbor, who are you listening to? And what are you saying? My dear brothers and sisters, again, there is a war of words that's taking place, and oftentimes the war of words is taking place even in your own head, even in your own mind. You know, the scripture says, you know, that when those thoughts come up, those thoughts that ultimately become, you know, what you say, those thoughts, when they come up, the scripture says you need to take those things captive, especially those thoughts that are unwholesome, those thoughts of negativity, those thoughts of doubt, fear, unbelief. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? When those thoughts come up in your head, you need to immediately take those thoughts captive to the obedience of the word of God, to the obedience of Christ, my dear brothers and sisters, because our weapons, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal weapons, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, my dear brothers and sisters. But how can you cast down everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God? If in fact, you don't have the knowledge of God. That's why it's important to do as the scripture says. You have to meditate in his law. You have to meditate in his law enough to know what his law or word is. Because we are living in the last days and times, and it's of utmost importance that we know what God's word says. So when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to us and say, "Hey, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I need you to stay away from this place. I need you to go to that place." Whenever the Spirit of the Lord is leading you, he will never contradict the word of God. So it's important to get the word of God in you. That's why the scripture says to lean not to your own understanding. Don't lean to your own understanding. But what it said, "But in all of your ways, acknowledge him." Who is him? He is the person of the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. My dear brothers and sisters, it is time now for the children of God to begin to rise up on one accord, glory to God, in the love of God, because this is the end times that we are living in. My last scripture here, and I just want you to turn with me real quick to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to begin at verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to begin at verse 1, and I think this is a great descriptive of the times in which we are living in. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse number 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." Glory to God. The scripture says, "From such, turn away." Now, let's just look at what these words mean, because there's a lot of words in there. I looked at the word incontinent. Incontinent means lacking self-restraint, not being under control. A traitor. A traitor is a person who is not loyal to his or her own country, friends, etc. A person who betrays a country or a group of people by helping or supporting an enemy. You're going to have to turn away from some people and things in this war that's at hand. The chapter right before this one, it tells us about, it says, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Glory to God. If you are a child of God, then you are a soldier in his army and in the kingdom of God. My dear brothers and sisters, in the kingdom of God, glory to God, the kingdom of God, it is not meat and or drink, but it is righteousness. Come on, it is joy in the Holy Ghost. And in the kingdom of God, it is voice activated. You have to begin to speak forth what thus says the Lord. What did he say about you? He didn't say, you know, that you are busted and disgusted. He didn't say that you are the slum of the earth. What did he say about you? He said that you are the blessed of the Lord. Come on, somebody. He said that you are the head only and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in the baskets. You're blessed in the storehouses. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed coming out. Come on, every promise that God made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is ours today. My dear brothers and sisters, it is the high time for you to begin to speak forth the word of the Lord over your life. Don't speak about your current situation. Come on, you speak those things that be not as though they were. And I'm going to tell you right now that as you begin to speak forth the word of the Lord, you're going to see things happen speedily. Glory to God. Somebody say speedily. Hallelujah. Jesus said it this way. Jesus says, the scripture says in Mark 11:22, he said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, for verily, that word verily means truly, for truly I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he or she shall have whatsoever he said. Glory to God. My dear brothers and sisters, I should stop by here to tell you today that your provision depends upon what you say. Some of you are just passively going through life and allowing things to just happen. No, 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 my brothers and sisters, it's time to go on the offense. It's time to go on the offense with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and then begin to declare over your family, over your marriage, over your finances, and do not doubt in your heart, and it shall surely come to pass. Glory to God. For you can eat good. Come on, you can dress good, and you can have that home and new car you've been waiting on. All you got to do is change your confession. All you got to do is begin to speak. You can declare what the word of the Lord says. Come on, because it belongs to you, the children of the Most High God. The scripture says that as you withhold nothing from the Lord, come on, somebody, no good thing will he withhold from them who love him before anything happens. My dear brothers and sisters, in this physical, in this natural realm, it happens in the spirit realm first. Glory to God. And Jesus' word, the Father's words, they are spirit and they are life. There's a war of words taking place, and Satan, my brothers and sisters, is the accuser of the brethren. Just like he presented himself before God, accusing Job, you know. But I want you to know that you are the blood bought. Come on, you are the redeemed of the Lord. You are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So go forth and declare the word of the Lord. Go forth and speak what the Lord says about you. He says, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of him, said God. My dear brothers and sisters, for we are chosen generations, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a set apart people, and we have been set apart, come on, to show forth the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It is time for the light to shine. It is time for the children of love to begin to rise and shine. Glory to God, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. My dear brothers and sisters, I even speak right now prophetically that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand, and I want you to know that there is forgiveness today. Forgiveness from all of the wrong things that you may have done in your past. Glory to God. God sent forth his only begotten Son for the sins of the world. So whosoever shall believe in him, come on, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the message. That is the good news, and that is the gospel. So I want you to begin today to even forgive, to forgive those who have trespassed against you. I want you to begin to even to forgive yourself, my dear brothers and sisters. And as you do that, you're going to see the windows of heaven begin to open up upon you. For this is the day and time, I believe, that the prophet Joel prophesied about, that in this day and time that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, where our sons and daughters are going to begin to prophesy. Old men dreaming dreams and young men seeing visions. My dear brothers and sisters, when your children begin to prophesy to you, when your children begin to speak words that are swelling, words that seems like it's too big for you to accomplish, don't dismiss those words at rhetoric, because out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, God is perfecting praise. God has ordained strength. For these are the days and times for us to arise and light. Allow your light to so shine that men may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, my brothers and sisters, our declaration should be that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouths. Our soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Come on, let's just join in even right now and magnify the Lord together, and let us exalt his name together. For he is the great I am that I am. For he is the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Come on, somebody know that he is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he will perform it. And these are the days and times where the Father is manifesting his promises. I want you to begin to make your declaration the word of the Lord. Don't speak about what the news media is saying. Don't speak even how your emotions may be feeling. All you do is speak forth the word of the Lord, and you're going to see your situation change. Nothing or no one can stop you. This is your time. This is your season. This is the time to where our God is going to show himself great and mighty through ordinary people just like you and I. For the scripture says that God does not dwell in temples made with hands, but he dwells inside of you and he dwells inside of I, which means no matter where you go, you could be in the grocery store, you can be at your job, you can be at your church building. Wherever you go, God is with you, my dear brothers and sisters. So allow the God that is within you to ultimately be a blessing to those who are around you. Watch your words, because you have power in your tongue. And instead of choosing death today, my dear brothers and sisters, let's choose life in this war of words. And you're going to see your God move mightily. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God praise bless the you. Lord. What a mighty, powerful Hallelujah. Word on tonight. Brother Adams, on tonight, listen, I tell you, I got so good, you got so good with this word, I'm just sitting back in my chair, I'm just soaking it all in. I mean, you could go on and on and on as far as I'm concerned. I wish I had more time, but this is a much-needed word on tonight, and the word of God is true. There is power in the tongue, in our words, in our mouth. So we have to be very careful, just like you said, in the word. We have to be very careful what we allow to come out of our mouths. Because sometimes some things that come out of our mouths, we cannot retract and take back. So words do have power. So we have to remember that God has power too. And he has all power over the death, hell, the grave, the enemy, Satan. God has even power over him. Yeah, the devil do have some power. I said some power. He has limited power. But our God, the Most High God, he is unlimited. He has all power. And heaven and earth is all in his hands. So we thank God for you, Pastor Phil Adams. I see you. I thank God for you on tonight. I thank God for you for sharing and opening up, being transparent and sharing your powerful testimony on tonight regarding your son. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we are praying your strength for you and your family, that God will continue to comfort and strengthen you and your family as you continue to fulfill your God purpose in the earth for his glory. And so that's why I asked all my first-time guests to share testimony. Why? Testimonies are powerful. God said in his word that he will share his glory with no one. And someone needed to hear that word on tonight through you, through your Adam Sr., to know that you are still standing on the promises of God, even in the loss of your son. You are still being a doer of God's word. You're walking by faith and not by sight. And so you are still being a doer of your of God's word, and you are a good role model and a good example that even in the midst of trials and tribulations and the loss of loved ones, we must still continue to fight the good fight of faith, because we want to hear God say unto us in that last day, you have fought a good fight. You kept the faith into thou into the joy of the Lord. So that's what I want to hear when I stand before God. So that's my prayer for every listener on tonight. If you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, after hearing this word, it's our prayer. It's my prayer. It is Theo Adam Sr.'s prayer. Most of all, it is God's prayer and desire that every soul will be saved and no souls be lost. So we thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. We know that someone has been blessed by it. Someone has been encouraged by it. Even in the loss of their loved one, they now know that they can go on and do what God has called them to do by hearing your testimony. And then you turn around and gave us a word from the Lord on tonight, the war of words. And there is a power in our words. So, again, we have to be very careful about the words that we allow to come out of our mouths. Theo Adam Sr., I just want to say thank you, and I thank God for the connection that he connected you and I together. And God knows exactly what he's doing. And so I don't question him about what he does. I just try to obey the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for this connection. And I thank God for you coming forth, sharing this awesome word on tonight. And I know that I was blessed by it. The listeners were blessed by this word as well on tonight. And God was truly glorified on tonight through you sharing your testimony and God's word. Theo Adam, before I release you on tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity right now. First of all, I would like to give you an opportunity to give shout-outs to your wife, your family, your ministry, co-workers, and also how any listener, if there be a ministry that may be listening or how an individual may want you to come and speak to them, how would an individual get in contact with you? But first, give your shout-outs, and then you can give your contact information out at this time.
Yes, sir. I want to say thanks again, my dear brother, for the opportunity and the privilege to be able to share God's word and to be able to share a testimony. The scripture tells us, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And so with that being said, that no matter what, you know, adversity that we have experienced, you know, in the loss of our son, actually that will be the second one, you know, that we're going to continue to go forth to share the good news. So Satan is a defeated foe. Certainly want to just give a shout out to my wife of 18 years. Thank God for her for, you know, being by my side. And even now, I think earlier I mentioned June of 2017 when we lost our son, but my wife wrote me a note and said it was July. So I may have said June, but it was July 15th of 2017. But, you know, I just thank God for her strength. And even now, we're still experiencing trying times here and there, but, you know, her not allowing that to stop her and just staying, like you said, full of faith. We're not walking by what our natural eyes can see. We're walking by faith and not by sight. So, you know, I do thank my wife. I thank all of those who, you know, are listening now, even for the opportunity to have their ear for a little bit. And moreover, brother, again, I just thank you, you know, for this awesome opportunity. I am the founder of the Love is Loyalty Foundation, and the Love is Loyalty Foundation is all about creating unity amongst families, and it's simply by sowing seeds of love and loyalty. I want to see the scripture fulfilled in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, returning the hearts of the fathers back to the hearts of the children, and the hearts of the children, excuse me, back to the hearts of the father. The scripture said, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And so the Love is Loyalty Foundation is all geared around bringing families together intentionally. In fact, June 3rd of last year, which was a month before losing our son, we went to the Chicagoland area. We hosted a father and daughter dance, a mother and son dance. We did this for the last 4 years in the metropolitan Nashville, Tennessee area, but it was the first year we went to Chicago to do it, and it was the first year that we added the mothers and sons because there was a lot of single moms reaching out and wanted to be a part. And I tell you, it was an awesome time. And, you know, just hearing fathers telling their children that they love them for the first time and just letting them know we care and we love them, you know, mothers loving their sons. So, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, we've served in ministry for the past 15 years. And one of the things I noticed is that, you know, oftentimes, you know, outside of church and then, you know, we're working, you know, we don't really get to spend a lot of time with the kids. So we try to be intentional and bring in events together so that we can spend just time with the father and daughter and the mother and sons alone, just to let them know, you know, we do love you and we do care about you. Of course, under that umbrella, we go and speak at different youth conferences or, you know, church organizations or whatever it is. We just love to be able to share the love of God. And that's our prayer, you know, that love will rise in the midst of evil, hatred, and vitriol. We declare that the love of God is rising. So if you do, if you will like to reach us, you can reach us via email at loveisloyaltyfoundation@gmail.com. That's loveisloyaltyfoundation@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook under Love is Loyalty Foundation. You can reach me on Facebook personally, Theo Adams Sr. We can reach us via telephone at 615-971-8267. 615-971-8267. And so those are some of the outlets by which you all can reach us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You all are doing a great work for the Lord. And I love the idea of what you said regarding the mother and the son and the father and the daughter dance. That is one of the ways that we can connect to with our children and loved ones. But that is awesome. And I think God is going to even expand that from what you're doing now. Other people are going to see it and hear about it, and they're going to start doing it too. So it's time for families to be mended back together, because we do know that the enemy, he still comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Not only that, but he comes to kill, steal, and destroy marriages, families, ministries, communities, nations. And so that's what he does. But we still know that he has limited power. He can only do what God allows him to do. And I just want to throw this in real quick. We need to stop, and I'm including myself, as human beings, we need to stop going around saying, like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. No, it's not always the devil. Yeah, the devil can put things in your head and your mind, and you will act on it. But a lot of times, it's our own flesh, and the devil has nothing to do with it. You just want to get somebody told or try to get somebody squared away and let them know how you feel. And so your flesh kicks in, and that's how it goes back to what the minister just said on tonight through the word. You really have to be careful about the war of words. See, when that flesh kicks in, you might say something that you can't take back, and you're going to regret for the rest of your life. So that goes back to the word that was brought to us on tonight, the word, the war of words. Again, words have power. And so life is death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we have to be very careful about what words we allow to come out of our mouths. So Theo Adams Sr., I thank God for you, for your wife, for your ministry, for your family, for everything that he's doing through you all individually and then corporately as a body of believers in Jesus Christ. So continue to stay on the wall. Continue to keep the faith. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ for such a time as this, because we do see the handwritings on the wall, and Jesus Christ is coming back again. And when he comes back this time, it's not going to be like the first time. When he comes back this time, he's going to come back in his full splendor and glory, and he's coming back after his church, not the building where we go to worship. He's coming back after all those who have confessed him in this life. While the blood was running warm in their veins, they confess him as their Lord and Savior, their personal Lord and Savior. We are the church. That's who he's coming back for. So the second time around, it's going to be totally different. So it behooves all of you who may be listening that are not saved in Jesus' name, because this is real. This is not fake news. This is real. You need to get right with God. You need to get in your spirit mode, and you need to let the word prick your hearts to the point where you open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and save you, because it is vital, it's serious business, because once you leave this earthly body, there's only two places that your soul will go to, is either heaven or hell. There is no purgatory, there's no in-between. Some people have been bamboozled by the enemy, and some pastors have got it wrong and are still leading the flock wrong and making people think that there is an in-between, but there is no in-between. It's either heaven or hell. So whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord or the report of the world? So we thank God for you, Theo Adam Sr., on tonight. I can't say it enough. I thank you for this much-needed word on tonight that we need to remember the war words. So continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Sir.
I was blessed by the word that God has placed in your heart to speak to the listeners on tonight, because he knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly who what we all need. So I needed some of that myself. So I thank God for you on tonight. I want to say unto the listeners on tonight, I thank God for each one of you. I don't take you lightly or for granted because, as I said earlier, you could be doing other things, but I thank God for you tuning in, taking the time out to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to spread the good news. Continue to share with your neighbors and friends and coworkers and ministries, even your enemies. They need to be saved too. Let them know about this worldwide ministry so they can tune in and be blessed as well. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, we want to thank God for each one of you. Again, I thank God for Theo Adam Sr. Know that you are in my prayers, you and your family. I do know what it's like to lose a loved one. It is a hurting thing, but we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And so we know that your son is looking down and smiling and seeing the great work that you continue to do for the Lord in the earth. So continue to hold each other up, you and your wife. Continue to hold each other up in your family and ministry as you continue to fulfill your God purpose. It's my prayer for each one of you. Well, that's our program for tonight. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. We thank you for your man of God, Theo Adam Sr., who delivered your word on tonight with power. We thank God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for him being transparent and sharing and opening up with his testimony regarding his son. Continue to strengthen him, his wife, their children, the entire family, the ministry, everyone that was connected to their son. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to comfort them and continue to strengthen them, continue to draw them closer to you first and then to one another, that you would be glorified through each one of them. It's our prayer for them in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we again thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you're not like man, that there is nothing too hard for you or impossible for you to do. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our promise keeper. You have a perfect track record, and you have no respect of persons. So you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of the doers of your word, not just the hearers only. So we just thank God for all listeners, all doers of your word, not only in the United States, but all over the land, because you have people everywhere. So we just thank you for every doer of your word individually, and then it's a corporate body of believers, that we will all be able to continually fulfill our God purposes in the earth individually and then as a corporate body of believers. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we want to not fail to remember and lift up our President Donald Trump and all world leaders, Heavenly Father, all over the land. And if any of them are not saved, it's our prayer that something will be said. You will send a vessel their way to speak a word into their lives, that they too will be able to open their own mouths and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, so that when they do pray, that you will hear and answer their prayer. I pray, Father, that each one of them would do what's right for all people in the earth, that you would be glorified through them, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to have your way in our lives through this worldwide platform, through this worldwide ministry. We thank you for it. We just bless your name for it, because we know it's not about us, but it's about you. It's about your son, Jesus Christ. We bless your name on tonight, again, because you are truly worthy to be praised. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, that's our prayer for you tonight. Continue to be blessed to the Lord. Know that God loves you. Know that I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. This coming Saturday, Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry from Greensboro, North Carolina, will be my guest this coming Saturday. You want to tune in and be blessed by just another awesome man of God. Until Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.